It's a massive night in Chicago sports, including a big baseball doubleheader right here on NBC Sports Chicago. 7 o'clock on this channel, Lucas Giolito takes the mound. White Sox open a 5-game series in KC. Jason Minetti, Steve Stone have the call at 7 on NBC Sports Chicago. Plus, huge early season NL Central showdown. Cubs and Brewers at Wrigley. Kyle Hendricks on the bump for the Northsiders. Len and JD have the call on the Plus channel at 7. Meanwhile, after months of mock drafts, pro days, more mock drafts, workouts, mock drafts, character assassinations, and more mock drafts, the NFL's finally here. Gets underway an hour from now. The Browns go on the clock with pick 1. What will Ryan Pace do as he tries to get the Bears back to the playoffs? And welcome in here on the south side of our great city of Chicago. Sports Talk Live on location, brought to you by our great friends with the Chevy Silverado. I'm David Kaplan. Great crowd here at Buffalo Wings and Rings. Everybody having a good time, and we get ready for a big night in Chicago sports. To my left, former Bear, fourth all-time sacker in the history of the franchise, he is Alex Brown. Jason Goff and Mark Lazarus. Okay, it's draft night. We're ready to rock and roll. What was this night like for you when you were coming out of the University of Florida?
Oh, the night of the draft was great. I thought it would be a first in a second, but
and you're still sitting
night,
there.
Oh man, when that night ended, it was all tears for me. Honestly, I mean, I was hurt because I saw a lot of guys go before me that I didn't think they were as good as I was. So, but for me, going to the guys that's going to get drafted tonight, don't even worry about that because I played longer. I'm okay with that.
Two Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and the only three out of you in the history of the great Chicago Bears franchise that are ahead of you in the sack total are all in the Hall of Fame.
Correct. It kind of takes a Hall of Famer to beat me, you know?
There it is. That's the way to get the show started.
What are you expecting from tonight? I'm excited for the night.
I am excited for the night. We get to find out what Ryan Pace is thinking for a third year in a row. Is he going to trade up? A lot of people think that if Bradley Chubb starts to slip past that fourth pick that others might want to go up there and get him. I think they need somebody on the defensive side of the football to not only anchor it, but to be that voice and that lightning rod. Or is Quentin Nelson the guy? If Quentin Nelson is the third best prospect and he falls to 8, it would be silly not to take him. It's just the depth at that position. Could you get not a similar player, but can you get value later if you try to go for that position as well? So I'm looking for Tremaine Edwards, Roquan Smith type of night. We'll see if it's Quentin Nelson, though.
You cannot take a guard with the number 8 pick in the NFL draft. In your hope is that you won't be picking this high again.
Boy,
for
get
a
off
time.
My lawn,
you
old man.
You cannot pick a guard.
What if he's Larry Allen?
A guard.
What if he's Larry Allen? What if he's Logan Mankins?
And like, what if he's just a guard? You do not.
You got to trust your process.
This is a city that
loves to blow up guards. You look at the guards
that
are going to get
taken. Look at Kyle Long.
The quarterback rush that's going to happen. You're going to have the opportunity to take a game-changing linebacker. Mm-hmm. Hell, you might be able to get Bradley Chubb if he falls that far. You do not take a guard with the 8th pick. You take a guard with the 17th pick. You either trade down and get a little
really?
More out of it.
So,
you do not. So you better be a generational player when you're getting a top 10 pick.
Okay, so when I've got a block in Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, and I'll go on and on. You better have a beast in there.
You better, sure.
You can have a beast, but when we're talking about the division, and let's not look in the NFC, let's look at the division.
Right.
We're talking about Kirk Cousins. We're talking about Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers. We need some people to get to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need. So if they do go Quentin Nelson, I get it. But, my gosh, we need some guys that can get after the quarterback.
You've got a solid defense here that can become a great one.
Solid defenses
right
don't beat Aaron Rodgers, though.
But that's what I'm saying. You have,
beat him.
You have a solid defense. You can transform it into a great one with the right pick tonight.
Two.
Okay, if they said to you, okay, we'll trade you the 6th pick, and you can get Bradley Chubb.
Oh, I'm good. I'm not trading up.
Nah. You've done that two years in a row. You did that with Leonard Floyd. You did that with Mitchell Trubisky.
So you don't look at Chubb as a generational pass rusher.
Oh, absolutely not. I don't.
I think he's a good player.
Yeah. I think he's going to be good for somebody. I don't think he's a stand-up linebacker. I think he is a 4-3 defensive end. Let him stay there. I've been talking to people about this coming up to the draft, and we drafted a guy while I was at the Bears. We drafted a Hall of Fame tight end, in my opinion, in Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen is a Hall of Fame tight end, in my opinion, because he went to Carolina. had he stayed here, he did not play in the system. He wouldn't have. He didn't work
but
in the system.
You know what that means? So, that we got a bad system then.
No, we just didn't have the system for him.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's a bad system. Right. It didn't work for him.
Yeah, you had an offensive coordinator who didn't use pass catching tight ends, who inherited one.
Okay, so explain to me then, if he's a Hall of Fame talent and your system hasn't had great tight ends, then you got to fix your system.
Well, it's an antiquated system as well. I mean, that 7 and 5 step drop football went out after the greatest show on turf that he was still living on reputation wise, and Alex can speak to this better. I mean, teams schemed and figured out how to defend against that, and you also spent bad money with Brandon Mannionu as well.
Yes,
so
you
got if you have the versatile players at that number 8 pick, whether it be Roquan Smith, who a lot of people are likening to a game-changing inside linebacker, or Tremaine Edwards. You got a 6'5", 253-pound
linebacker.
19-year-old.
There's our poll question on the screen
for
you.
Problem.
Who will the Bears take in the first round? And you can weigh in. It's our Ankin Law Sports Talk Live poll question. And go to NBCSportsChicago.com/vote.
I like the Minka Fitzpatrick talk, too.
I do, too.
I don't like sitting on safeties just because you think you got two decent
ones. You have the pick at 8. Who do you want?
I have to pick at 8.
I
would like to. If there's no movement, I'm probably going to take Edmonds. He's 19 years old, man. You know how much I changed from 19 to 22? Oh, my gosh, this kid could be amazing.
Okay.
If he's taught the right way and he fits in the system.
Okay, what I read today, and it doesn't mean they're right because you slipped to the 4th round.
I sure did.
So, right.
Still not happy about that.
But what I read today was they said Roquan Smith has elite football instincts. Yes. Bill Savage, who drafted him with the Ravens, said, I see Ray Lewis in him. That's big praise.
Yeah.
And they said Edmonds, questionable football instincts. Now, the same guy they said that about?
Brian Urlacher.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Is he Brian Urlacher or is he a bad football instincts? Is he the late John Theory?
I'm all for if I got both of them up there, I'm all for taking the football player first.
Right.
Okay, I want a football player. If we just look at stats and just look at measurables, Lance Briggs never becomes a Chicago Bear. You know,
talk about it.
He is like I love the guy, but
don't make the Terrell Suggs mistake again.
Terrell
ran a slow 40 at Arizona State Pro Day and slid, and the Bears were interested in him as well.
There's a reason he got 20-something sacks in college.
Right.
You know, like there's a reason guys make plays on the field. I want guys that can make plays. I think Roquan Smith, he's a ball player now.
Roquan Smith dominated in a conference that pushes out NFL football players. He played his best in the big games. And in the game, in the Oklahoma game, he made the adjustment in the second half. He was getting killed in the first half of that game in pass coverage. I like players like that, especially with a guy in Vic Fangio who's coached Patrick Willis before.
I want Edmonds. I want the linebacker. Absolutely. You have you're not going to get a game changer offensively, so don't even worry about it. You go and you make your defense something special, and then we've seen the Bears with a great defense and a serviceable offense. That's good enough to get you into the NFC Championship game.
Who are you picking?
Look, I love Bradley Chubb. I do. I think the motor is undeniable. I want guys with motors.
Oh, yeah.
Motor to me is obviously you have to have the ability. But if you got ability and you got a motor, I'm good. If Bradley Chubb, if I can't find a way to get him at 8, probably either going Roquan Smith because he's proven over Edmonds or Quentin Nelson. Because I got a quarterback that I believe in. I think that kid's a stud.
Yeah.
I got to protect him.
He's good, but I hope he becomes a stud.
I have not seen anything to indicate he's a stud just yet.
Like,
that is all promise.
You need a thicker pair of glasses.
He seems like a nice young man.
He is
all
a nice
promise
young
and potential right now.
That's what he seems like so far.
I think he could be a good quarterback, but you got to put – he's not the guy that you're going to put in like Garoppolo, and you take Garoppolo over to San Francisco, and he makes everybody in management mad because they go from being the second pick all the way down to the 10th or the 9th pick.
But Garoppolo's had 4 years of development this kid hasn't had.
Understood. He also had college, which Trubisky didn't have either.
Right.
So, I mean, come on. Like, you're already calling him a stud. I just don't agree with that. He could, if he becomes that, great. I mean, I've talked to people, and they've told me they think he could be Drew Brees. I don't see it. But if he becomes that, great. He's for the home team, so I'm good.
This is your club.
Exactly.
This is Ryan Pace's most important offseason. You hired a head coach Things are starting to get into motion now. You can't. This team has won 15 games in the last 3 years or something like that, right? Yep. It's the third worst team in the NFL over that span. There's no more jokes about the Browns and all this other stuff. The Bears have been wallowing in
right
that basement
there.
For a long time.
It's weird, though. There's actual optimism in this fan base going into this season,
because you got to change.
Well, exactly. Like, there's nothing to give you really any reason for it, but there's going to be some actual expectations this season that there weren't really the last couple of years. And if they come up short again, then it's going to be a lot of pressure on this team. That what are they doing wrong?
What are those? I mean, I like to know what are those expectations.
Cap's got them winning 12, I think.
No, I have them winning 9 football games.
Do you really?
But they can win 9 football games. They're not going to win the division. They're not going to win the division.
No, I don't even have them in the playoffs.
This
is a 5 or 6 win team.
I'm around the same area.
Yeah. I disagree.
Too many holes.
Wholeheartedly disagree with
you. Yeah, I'm closer to Cap on this. Yeah.
Why?
I got them as a 500 football team because I think they had so many injuries last year, and they won 5 games.
Yep, and lost a bunch at the end.
And lost a bunch
at the end. As bad teams do.
But without those injuries, you can't tell me they're a worse team with those guys on the field. So if they're better, how much better are they? Are they 2 games better? Mm-hmm. I don't know, and that puts them at 7. I think they had a hell of a off season. And according to this, I mean, let's look at this draft and see what they do. If they do something well in the draft, then I think, yes, they can be a 500 football team, and I might even – if they get lucky, I might lean over and,
that's my guy.
So, I mean, that's how I think about them. So, I think they can be a 500 football team. But I just – when things, like, get down and dirty, you have to have an identity. Okay. And I think that has been missing.
Let me ask you a question. Minka Fitzpatrick.
I love
him. Is he a corner? Is he a safety?
I don't care.
Player. He's a football player.
It don't matter.
Would you take him if he was there at 8?
I'd take James over Minka Fitzpatrick.
My man.
I've been talking about James for two years.
Derwin James.
But I think he's gone at 7 to Tampa.
Okay, if he's gone, then Minka, then a safety at 8? You got me at that guard at 8 now, man. I'm at that same spot now. But
if you're drafting Eric Berry, if you're drafting one of these guys.
Ed Reed.
Yeah, because Eric Berry played a similar role in Monty Kiffin's defense at Tennessee, where they had him at the star, they had him at the roving linebacker, they put him in safety. He played a game where I think he played on each level of the defense. So if that's that kind of guy, and that's the way they've been talking about Minka Fitzpatrick, he might be the cleanest, you know, of all the prospects. Him and Quentin Nelson might be up there at the top in terms of you know what you'll get, you know where their floor is, to quote Jerry Angelo. He better be a dominant safety, though, if you draft him in the top 10, like Alex said.
Yeah, if you had Troy Polamalu, what number he went? Somewhere in the teens.
Yeah, 13 to 16, teams. Something like
but
that.
But if you're redrafting, you're taking that guy in the top 5. He's a beast.
It feels like the swing potential of the safeties, though, it's so wide.
Right.
You get, for every Troy Polamalu, you get a guy who's just not that great.
See, Edmonds may become the greatest player in the history of the sport. He hasn't proven it yet. It's all
nobody's proven anything.
19
yet.
Years old. What will I be at 22? Roquan Smith has proven it.
Saquon Barkley hasn't proven it. Nobody's proven anything.
You're really saying? No, I'm not gonna go there. Because some guys, if they dominate.
I agree, but he hasn't proven it yet. He's done it against Rutgers.
If you dominate against really good talent, then I think you've proven something. But when we're talking about Edmonds didn't prove anything. Well, Trubisky didn't prove anything.
No, he didn't, but he's already here.
At the most important position.
We moved up to take him at the most important position.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think you go on me. I'm not going on it. I think we've done it a couple years. Out of his 3, we've gone on potential. I need a football player. I need somebody
to plug in and go. That's why I'm saying Roquan Smith.
I like it. But if I'm there and I like the thought of having those pass rushes because it scares me. In this division, to not be able to get after the quarterback, Leonard Floyd hadn't played the whole season yet. So
you don't have another outside linebacker.
You got Hicks in the middle. Yeah, he's great. He's a heck of a player. He's winning at 9-6-2. But he's a heck of a player. But I'm telling you, man, like, you have to get that edge rush. If you don't have that edge rush, you're in trouble.
And right now, your edge rush is Leonard Floyd and
Anthony Acho.
That's it.
Sam Acho.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
You got to come out of this draft with at least one of those guys, maybe two of those guys, because the offseason was dedicated to the
Buffalo says to you, we'll give you 12 and 22. We want 8. We got to get a quarterback.
I can't sign it quick enough. Yes, let's do it. Yes, I'm moving back.
As long as you're not getting Michael Haynes and Rex Grossman again.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Isn't that the last time when we talked about Dwayne Robertson was who the Jets targeted. They moved up to 4 when the Bears had 4. Mm-hmm. You move down, and you get a guy who likes the exotic, pets and
turtles.
Get Rex.
See, here's my problem with it. If I trade down, I'm not getting one of those elite. Maybe my scouting system finds one.
Trust your talent.
But one of the best.
At eight, you might not be getting that either, though.
Where are you moving to, 12?
Well, four quarterbacks go before me, and Barkley, and Chubb. Hey. I'm getting a really good
football
player.
The offensive rookie of the year was Alvin Kamara last year. If you trust your scouting department and you trust your talent as a scout, then you need to put it into that and say, go get me as many football players as possible. Bears have so many holes. I think we need to bring it back down. The Bears are not a good football team right now.
No, all right, we got to take our first time out here on Sports Talk Live. We're at Buffalo Wings and Rings on the City Southside, 3434 South Halstead. Great crowd is here. Cubs split their two-game World Series rematch. Now they head home for a four-game early season NL Central showdown. Cubs and Brew Crew at Wrigley will get you set for the opener next on Sports Talk Live. We've got baseball tonight on NBC Sports Chicago as we've got a good matchup, the Cubs and the Brewers, and the White Sox are with the Kansas City Royals for a five-game series. Plus, Baker Mayfield in the draft could be going number one, they're saying now. Adam Schefter reported that this morning, that it looks like the Cleveland Browns will call the name of Baker Mayfield with the number one overall pick. Alex, your take.
Cleveland, you know what? I'm not even surprised. It's Cleveland.
It's
you know they're going to mess this
though.
Up.
Different regime.
It
John
is
Dorsey's
Cleveland,
respected.
Though. They're going to mess this up. They're,
they are messing
stop.
Up.
So who they're going to mess
okay,
this up.
Okay, here's what I would do if I had 1-4 and I'm Cleveland. I'm not taking any quarterback because I'm not sold
first.
On any of them.
You're taking,
Barkley. I'm taking Barkley 1
yes.
and Chubb 4.
There you go. Ooh. And then you're good.
They're clearly, good. If assuming this wasn't all smokescreen, they genuinely like Allen, they genuinely like Darnold, and they genuinely like Mayfield. You take Barkley number one, and you let the other teams make your decision for you. You're still getting a quarterback you really like.
Yeah, I'm taking. So I got Chubb and Miles Garrett.
Yeah, but then you got
Tyrod
Taylor.
I'm not winning this year anyway. I'll address quarterback.
Who's the best quarterback in this draft?
Josh Rosen, by far.
Thank
by far.
You.
And Lamar
what
Jackson. And Lamar Jackson is the second best quarterback
like,
in this
what
draft.
What is the issue?
All right, we'll see.
Rosen is the
we'll
best quarterback
do you
in this draft.
Do you think that Lamar Jackson could play a defensive position somewhere?
No, Lamar Jackson. It's all about situations.
Like Lamar Jackson?
It's all about situations. Is if he goes to the right situation,
yes.
gets to sit for a year, he'll be fine. Lamar
there was
Jackson.
An unnamed OC that came out yesterday and said, I guarantee you that guy will never, ever make it as a quarterback.
Why?
He doesn't feel he's got the passing skills to be able to do it.
Yeah, the only thing that is a problem with Lamar Jackson, he's got narrow feet, and you can coach that out of guys in terms of his base. Other than that, he's as good a thrower of the football as any one of these guys.
I didn't say it.
Josh Rosen is going to be the best quarterback.
Rosen is the best quarterback. In my opinion, I think Josh Rosen is the best quarterback. I think they're looking at off-the-field stuff, whether he's a leader, whether he's –
I think he's got a little Cutler in him.
No, I don't think it. You know, I don't like Cutler, man. So
no,
don't do that.
Bust.
No. Nah.
Jay Cutler's had a better career than most of the guys that go
right.
in the top
you
five.
You think Josh Rosen's going to be a bust?
Let me know how many playoff games saying. That guy wins.
Tim Tebow won one. What does
no,
that mean?
No, Cutler.
Oh, no.
Keep him. All right, let's talk baseball. Cubs and the Brewers tonight at Wrigley to open a four-game weekend set. Brew Crew comes in red hot. They've won 8 consecutive games. Kyle Hendricks on the hill tonight. For the Chicago Cubs. It'll be a little chilly, but the weather's getting better. Laz, I'll start with you. Your thoughts on the Cubs to this point. Theo said, I'd rather be 11-10 with the approach we've had at the plate than 15-5 because we hit some homers.
Well, yeah, I mean, the game these days is a home run, strikeout, walk game. It's a 3-outcome game. I like the idea of actually taking pitches, of trying to get string together base hits, because you can't count on the long ball. You're seeing that right now. I think the Cubs will be fine. It's similar to last year where their division isn't overwhelming. They're not falling super far behind. They still have the talent. They still have the experience. They're going to be fine.
It's okay to criticize the start, though. I feel like we've gotten to this place where we can't question the emperor at any point in time.
Oh, you can question the hell out of him.
But because the Ian Happ thing hasn't worked, and the Yu Darvish thing looks a little shaky in the early going. And this isn't like John Lester where you had the bona fide. Fides. This is a guy who people have had questions about his last two stops. And on top of it, the Justin Wilson trade. You're still trying to figure out what's going on with him. It's a good team that went off of town alone, but you want to stay out of that play-in game, and you want to make sure you have a long playoff run. I think they'll be fine, but there's some questionable moments, to say the least.
Did you, as an athlete, you lose a football game, you lose your first one. Again, it's only 16 versus 162, but people already rush to judgment. You go, would you guys stop? We got 15 more of these.
Well, yeah, we did, but we had people like Mike Brown in the locker room that kind of got everybody together. Man, that 05 team, we started that season out 1-3, and that wasn't very good. And Mike Brown comes in, and he really tells us how he feels in the locker
room. This just happened last year. It's not like these guys haven't been through this before.
That'd be fine.
Right.
All right, we got to take a second time out here. Buffalo Wings and Rings. And don't forget, we'll have all the draft coverage coming up here. AB and Lawrence Holmes, going to be a lot of fun tonight. See what the Bears do. LeBron James might single-handedly win an NBA playoff series. 44, buzzer-beating three and a block to push the Pacers to the brink of elimination. How long can a 33-year-old king keep all this up? We'll be right back.